Welcome, everybody. I wanted to share with you, Tranquility will not be on the call because she fell this past weekend and hurt her back pretty seriously. She didn't break anything, but she's recovering. And then Aquos and Marina won't be on the call either because it's their Victoria Day holiday. So they went out of town with Marina's parents to spend some time with them. And then Atmos and Ari are spending time with some friends, so they're not going to be on the call either. And I give you my peace, and I'm going to turn this over. Jarius is our host, so he will open in prayer.
Alrighty. Heavenly, loving, gracious Father, again, thank you for allowing us to get through the day so far, and this time that we get to spend in our new fellowship with your guardians. Thank you. Let your will be done through the meeting. Amen.
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 Thank you. I met with Father on Friday, and here's what he had to say. My dear guardians, I give you my love and my peace. Please stay the course now. Time is shorter than you think. Last month, I implored you to stay active. Please continue to do so. Not much has changed in the world since last month. Society is still breaking down. Be vigilant and stay focused on your tasks at hand. Come and see me. I have more gifts for all of you. Do not let your physical body stop you from helping in eternity. You use your soul and your mind for that work. Thank you for all you do. Yes, it is a short and sweet message. I love you. And that was all he had to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
All that was needed.
Back at you, Jarius.
All righty then. Nothing new here on the front, other than we're getting a new bathroom. Had to completely gut. So typical for the house. Spiritual, not much has changed here either. So nothing to go on there either. So anybody got anything to go on?
You have something?
Yeah, I have something. Seeing that we're staying in the vein of the Holy Spirit this month, I think I touched on this a while ago, where we spoke of the life of the Holy Spirit is put inside of us when we get sealed. And if you don't have the life of the Holy Spirit, you cannot become a bride of Christ. To further expand on this information, if we don't attend the services, then that life that's in us can't be fed. It is the life of the Holy Spirit that guides you and I through our life, but it is also the main focus of Father's task for us, I guess. As Christians, we have to come to the service so that we can feed our soul, but also we feed that life that's inside of us. We also receive Holy Communion from Jesus. That is also a source to feed that life that's in us. When that day comes and Jesus calls us all to be a part of the bride, it is that power that lies inside the life of the Holy Spirit that will transform our flesh into the glorified body. Wow. If you don't attend the services, if you aren't hearing the word of God, that life is not where it needs to be. And I don't believe it's going to transform the way it's supposed to.
Wow.
That's why it's so critical that we attend the services. We participate in the body and blood of our brother. It is the crux of our faith. I'm waiting for the apostles to actually bring that out in a service, but I haven't heard them say it yet. But it is the life of the Holy Spirit that transforms us into the transfigured body, which is the reason why Jesus had to be sealed too, because he had flesh. And if he was not sealed by that dove landing on him through Father's hand, he wouldn't have gotten the transfigured body either. Wow. All the same rules that applied to him that applied to us. And I know that mankind likes to cut shortcuts and think that, you know, you're going to get away with certain things or go beyond. But that's why he said, no one comes to the Father except through me. He laid down a specific pathway, and we have to abide by that pathway. That's what I wanted to share with everybody.
Nice.
Nice.
Along that same vein, I found myself when just in visits, talking with people, even serving, mentioning that those in eternity never, ever miss a service because they understand the true benefit and that they can't do without it. And we in this life, you know, we're human and we can find excuses. And they don't have the body. And even if I think that they, even if they see more than we do, I guess. So they're always there.
Yeah, well, they don't have flesh to use an excuse, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure. You know, and granted, if we're sick, we're sick, for sure.
Right. But, Chief Apostle brought that out in service today, how important it is to have that connection with the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit make an activity upon us, you know, is the, he mentioned about the, you know, the word was in Jude, but he talked about how there were heresies that came out of the church. And so when Jude wrote that letter, that was probably about 100 years after Christ. And so all these heresies were popping up. And, you know, we have to have that activity. And as you, Triline mentioned, attending the services is the key. Part of being a Christian is being in a community of worshipers, that we worship together as a congregation, and we listen to the word of God as a congregation. The Holy Spirit is there so that it can inspire us to do greater works, not just to, you know, being in a congregation and receiving the word of God inspires us to serve others. You know, we can find meditation and find God on the top of a mountain. And then that meditation gives us that connection with God, but it's not the same thing as having that connection with God at in a church with fellow believers. And that's something that we have to really work at. And even just, you know, you can catch a service on a video, but that's not the same as attending a service, you know.
It's the same thing for these meetings. You can listen to them, but it does not have the exact same power as actually being on the call with one another. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have anything else they'd like to?
Oh, I got a million things.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well,
not quite a million. So just before the meeting last month, I was given some special tasks by Father. Triland alluded to it and almost spilled the beans. Father did not want me to share this with anybody at the time. He did not want anybody else to be distracted with it. I'm going to read you what I sent as far as the conversation I had. I sent this to Triland just before the meeting. It's easier than me trying to stumble over the words, so I'll just read it. Over the last weeks, Father's face had a look of concern. This week he looked like an older general from a World War II movie. I asked him what was the matter and how could I help him. He looked at me after a pause and said, "What is happening in the Middle East is too soon." He said the tensions are too high and his plan does not call for this now. He asked if I would bog the Middle Eastern country several times a day until he advised me to stop. And I looked at him and said, "If evil was bound, what am I pogging?" And Father said, men's hearts are evil, and these countries mean harm to my people. That cannot happen. He asked me to slow down the timeline of the destruction of Israel. I was surprised and fearful. So that later that day, I started pogging, and I use Google Maps, and I sit at my desk and look at the different countries, and, you know, basically it's a interesting process. When I pog, I see little red flashes of that evil energy disappearing by the millions. Since then, Tryland asked the Light Brigade to bolster me because I'm exhausted. The country's basically, it's every 2 to 4 hours or whenever I remember, or maybe if I wake up in the middle of the night. It's pretty intense. I get cues from my lead as to where a pocket of evil is. Jesus and Father and the Holy Spirit and my leader saying that there's forces building up in Yemen, and Iraq, horribly, a huge amount of men that need to be slowed down. Now, obviously, we can't stop the war physically, but by pogging, we can slow down. I'm trying to pull up the map here. I'm sorry if I'm distracted. I wanted to tell you what countries I'm hitting. And Father was very specific about which countries. I wanted to include Sudan and Libya, and he said no. So it's Egypt to the you know, southeast of Israel. And then, of course, you've got Jordan and Lebanon, Syria right there, right around Israel. I'm hitting Turkey pretty hard. It's funny to say that. I love Turkey. Sorry. I can't tell you how exhausted I am, so I apologize for the humor. Iraq and Kuwait. Iran. Iran is a huge country. I didn't realize how big Iran was. And it's very mountainous. I also hit Saudi Arabia and then Bahrain and then all that around the Persian Gulf, you know, the United Emirates, Dubai, Oman, Yemen. And that's it. And that's all I've been told to do. And now, obviously, I'm doing the regular pogging of the different countries when I have a chance. And again, I'm not killing evil, but I'm killing the evil in men's hearts. I was blown away when Father told me to do this, because obviously we know we're in the end time. And yes, every generation thinks that their time is the worst time. But man, we all know from these meetings and what Father is pushing us to do that there's some major things coming down the pike. I'm not going to share with the rest of what he said. He's telling me don't. I was going to continue reading, but he just said stop. Let me look here. Yeah, he doesn't want me to keep reading. I'm going to stop. What's interesting? Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want my heart to explode. Oh, maybe I wouldn't have to deal with this then. I encourage everybody to join in when they can. There's no prescribed method. You all know how to destroy evil. I would recommend that it's a quiet time. You really have to concentrate, because it's different than destroying evil. That is one note I want to make, is that when you go to destroy evil, we can see the pog disseminating or emanating from us. And I see the demons and spirits just, you know, puffing away. When you're pogging a human being in the same manner, obviously we can't hurt the human flesh, but we have to affect the spirit and the soul. And I'll bring that up in a second. If there's a time at the end of the meeting, Father said, bring up this one thing later. I won't take the whole meeting, but make sure that you are pogging everything, all three parts. And I can feel a lightness or a change in the atmosphere as I fly back over the country. If you don't have a good representation or a visualization of where these countries are, just pull up Google Maps or on the iPhone. I'm sure they have an app, you know, that's comparable to Google, and just take a look. And, you know, and that's how I get through it. There's different orders. There's different times. Right now I'm doing it every 4 hours. I set my phone, and I can't believe how fast 2 hours goes by. And I told Father, I'm like, I can't do 2 hours. It's impossible, because I mean, there's no downtime, right? So obviously after you do that, bring your energy back. I wasn't doing that for regularly, right? You got to bring your energy back, center, stay grounded, make sure, and Father even admonished me, my grounding cords are not big enough. When you're doing this, you're running so much energy that you'll burn out your grounding cord in a second. You need to keep your grounding cords huge, like beer barrels or oil barrel or oil drums, right? And when I connect in the morning to Father's throne, I mean, I make sure that Trisus me is carrying the grounding cords from John the body and plugging them in. And some mornings I forget, and by noon I can't even lift my arms up. So he says, if everybody could join in, that would be great. There's no specific schedule. We don't have to talk to each other about it. Just when your heart is prompted, try to go to a quiet place. Obviously, I'm not working. It's easier for me. But even if remember this, Apostle Krauss used to pray in the bathroom stall. Remember? He said he'd be in the bathroom stall. Ew. But and it took just a few minutes. And if you only want to hit one or two countries, that's cool. I was told to do the entire Middle East. Father's not giving that edict to everybody, but please join in. And I've never seen him with that look on his face. It scared the crap out of me. It wasn't angry God. It was like a father really concerned about his people. Now, obviously, we're his children, but he made the promise that Israel would stay strong. And he's telling me to stop. So I'm bouncing into the area he doesn't want me to share. So that's my piece. Yes.
I have something to add with that about you mentioned about evil. So a lot of these people are believing that they are doing the will of God.
Yeah.
You know, so you can, so it's that zealousness that, you know, like the Christians first that, well, Christians thought that Saul, Apostle Paul, right?
Right.
Was an evil man because of what he was doing. He was being zealous to what he believed in, right? A lot of these people believe that this is something that is done by the will of Allah, right? That this is what he wants. They are following the edicts of their prophet saying this has to end, you know? And so there's you know, we view it as evil, right? And like, why are you guys attacking a place that has nothing to do with you guys, right? But
right.
They actually, where the Temple Mount is, right? There is part of the wall, there is a gate. And in the scriptures, it mentions that the Lord Jesus will walk out of that gate. When Saladin conquered the city of Jerusalem, he made sure that gate was walled up so that prophecy would not come forth. Now, we both know that Jesus can move bricks pretty easily, you know.
Yeah.
Bricks aren't going to be an impediment to the Lord, right? But yeah. That they want to make sure that the scriptures do not get fulfilled, you know, because it's an opposition to what their core belief is, right?
Yeah.
And so so these people are believing that they are doing this to fulfill the law of God, their God, right? Not the law of God, but their God. And so
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, because it's not God, it's their God. It's correct. A small G in my book, not a big G.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting. Let me tell you, I've gone down at ground level sometimes and stood and pogged, and it's amazing. Now, what's interesting, anybody else want to say anything? And then I got some other things to share, but anyway. So please help. Please.
I'll give you a hand. I've just been distracted.
Thank you.
So you're saying that it's not there. Are they being influenced by evil then? I mean, if the evil is bound, is it just their own will then? Their own?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Father said that men's hearts, so not spirits, not demons, men's hearts are full of evil. And again, we're not, if anybody listens to this, we're picking on Middle Eastern people and, oh, we're racist. No.
Oh,
evil. I mean, I'm getting ready to hit United States this week because of all the campus disruptions and all that. That is what Father told me to do this week, is to hit the different states again. I did that a couple of years back, but it's evil. It's in their hearts. It's in their nature. You know, you've heard the old term, well, he's just a bad kid.
Right.
You know, learned behavior is learned behavior. You know, I'm appalled at somehow at the way some people behave here towards the staff. You know, I mean, yeah, okay, maybe it takes a little bit longer, whatever. But I mean, the things that I see from people, and I'm convinced that if you're a crabby old person, you are a crabby young person.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know. So yes, Diane, it is the evil in their hearts. And again, when you first pog somebody that has evil in their heart, they change, because there's a lady here in the building that. Very nice. She helps. But when she walks in my room, she looks disoriented. She looks like she just cut off a 3-day bender. And I asked my lead, he said, there's something in her space, in her heart. I went, oh, he said, you might want to remove that. I went, all right. Because there's, you know, my room is a safe room. There's nothing allowed in that. But, and I'm sure you've experienced when people come into your space, they kind of look like, ooh, like, something happened, right? That's the evil getting destroyed in them. So we're passively doing it. But now Father wants us to actively fight and do it so that it can slow down what's happening. And again, I've not been told to stand down. So I will continue every 2 to 4 hours or when I wake up. And, you know, and sometimes I just do a major blast over the entire Middle East because I'm tired. And sometimes I go country to country, and sometimes I do region to region. But yeah, it's an interesting call.
So what's going to happen when evil is let loose on top of? Oh my goodness.
We all have to step up our efforts then.
Wow.
It's, I can't share. It's all hell will break loose on this earth, but it's not going to be the godly hell. It's going to be mayhem, bedlam. I can't say anymore, but it's going to imagine what you've seen.
What has been placed in Revelations needs to come forth. It's not going to stop. You know, I mean, these things have been written, and evil will grow, and it mentions how it'll. You know, father against son and all kinds of different evil will take place. It's just that these are things that are written. There's nothing, you know, there's a point that you could do that we're able to do, but the will of God has to go forth, you know,
exactly.
And that is the key, is we have to also recognize what is the will of God, you know? So like when we go in and go in and do something, we ask the Lord for his will to be done, you know, and that we allow ourselves to be tools in his hands, you know, not to say, well, we're going to just vanquish evil from the earth and everything's going to be nice and clean. And then, you know, then the Lord's going to come. That's not going to take place. Evil will persist and will succeed. And they believe that they will succeed, but the Lord will be the one that will defeat the evil.
I will add a caveat. Satan's not bound.
No.
Satan's not bound. Satan has been in my space and in the different charges, and Father hates when I call them that. They're called the Bride of Christ. I'm like, sorry. They'll call them charges. The Bride of Christ, the people that I'm working with, and he's causing direct havoc. I'm talking like crap flying around the room, like stabbing pains in their chest, kids screaming in the middle of the night, disrupting. I mean, and he's delighting in it, delighting. He sits there and laughs in my face. In the last month since evil is bound, he's personally enjoying tormenting every soul he can. And that's why, Diane, there's not going to be an end of evil, because as long as he's loosed, so to speak. Remember?
Yeah.
He could be anywhere and everywhere all the time, which...
Well, that answers a question for me, too, because
okay.
He was kind of playing with me a couple of times this week, and I thought, wait a minute.
Yep.
Evil pound.
I had to ask Tryland. I thought you said he pound evil. He goes,
yeah.
Not, and I'm like, ah, oh, crap.
No, crap. I didn't.
Shields up.
I didn't right? find Satan for the simple fact that it doesn't do any good. One.
Yeah.
Two, his recourse against all of us after he's loosed is worse than if we just yeah. leave him be. And
yes.
he goes and attacks mankind even more than he yes. did before. So I felt, leave him alone.
My let father, him do his yeah. thing.
And Father is the one who allows him to do what he's doing. So,
yeah. 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 Well, there was a reason. There was reason. And I, you know.
I'm yeah. glad you brought it up because it was confounding for 10 to 12 days. Like, what is going on? And let me tell you, he was pretending to be my lead. He was pretending to be Jesus. He was pretending to be Father. I'd even be in the chamber. He'd be pretending to be all three. I'm like, you.
Yep.
Angel.
You.
Yeah, he's an angel.
And do you know how I get back at him? When I type Satan, I use a small S. You ain't nothing, brother. Don't even think. And autocorrect wants to make it a big S, and I'm like, hell no, and I'll back up and I'll type it again. Sorry. Oh, you don't get that. You are not equal to my Father and Jesus and Holy Spirit. You're nope. a small S.
I don't know.
He said S.
I intentionally yep. misspell it too. Small it's S.
Do you?
Stan.
Stan. Oh.
I have too.
Oh, really?
But evil has to exist in order for good to exist.
Yeah.
God gave us free will, right? If he removed all of evil, then Satan could actually go to him and go, well, you know, there's no righteousness in what you're doing there. You gave free will and then you removed all the evil, so that all that does and allows for goodness to take place. So we have to recognize that there is going to be an amount of evil in order for the righteousness of God and the balances to be maintained for the righteousness of God to come forth and be justified. For all of us to be justified as well, to be called overcomers, there has to be an evil that we have to overcome. I can't put myself in a monastery and cloister myself and go, you know, and I could pray for hours on end and call myself an overcomer if I'm not living in the world of good and evil.
If you're ever wondering if Satan is the one that's playing with you or if it's Father or Jesus, I have used this trick every single time. Run at him with your arms open and try and give him a hug.
Ah.
If it's Father, he's going to embrace you. If it's Jesus, he's going to embrace you. If it's Satan, he's going to run away from you. Just pog him.
All right.
Got it.
So shall it be written, so shall it be done.
Okay.
So I have some questions about all this stuff. So in the Middle East, it's man, the evil of man,
yeah,
that we're destroying and you're working on, Trisus.
Yes.
And our free will is God's law. He gave it to every soul. Mm-hmm. And so it's really the only thing that he can't go against because it's his law. It's disheartening, and to show you, it's a bad place we're living in now when Father is concerned, because I've always thought of it this way, that, okay, Father can't change anyone from doing their will, but he can protect the other side. You know, he can protect someone from someone's misdeeds and all. And, you know, and it's not like that's the most important thing, because we live forever anyway. So what if someone is, if their life is taken, it's a travesty, it's terrible. but it's not the end. But is that really what's happening? Is that it's their free will that they're pushing, and it's just so bad? Is that it?
It's, yeah. I mean,
but just look at it this way too. The good that people do, right? The good. So for instance, when my father passed away, there's been a stream of neighbors, and most of these are ladies that are widows. They come into my mother's home and wish her blessings, bring her food, tell her that the Lord is with her, that God is with her. And I'm sitting here and going, I can't believe this is going on in 2024, that people are invoking the name of Jesus to comfort a woman that they've never really met.
Interesting.
And I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, so there's goodness, there's good, right, in people, and they're making the choice to do good, you know? And so the juxtaposed is the same with good and evil, right? So it's someone's choice of whether what they want to do, how they want to present themselves, if they want to make the choice for being godly or make the choice of being evil, right? It's there. It's their choice.
I asked Father more about it, because if these people are being duped or being deceived, then they're only doing what they're taught, right? From a young age, to hate Israel, to hate America, to hate Europe, you know? And he said, but that's the word, they're being deceived. You know, there's going to be a truth that's going to come out. And again, all we're doing, or all he's asked me to do, is slow it down. That's all. We're just slowing it down. Again, he said, he looked at me after he paused and said, what's happening in the Middle East is too soon. He said, sorry, I'm trying to figure out what I can't. And that's it, again, there's more, but he said, you know, it's happening too soon. So we're not going to, it's like trying to stop a wave, right? You can stand in front of a wave, but, you know, so Dan, we're slowing down the timeline. I'll share just a stupid thing. My wheelchair broke a month ago. I was able to use it, most of it. And then one morning I woke up and the control switches were smashed, like someone had taken a hammer to it in pieces. Now the chair sat there all night. No one was in my room. And yet I couldn't figure out how, and then it basically disabled the wheelchair. So I was stuck in bed for two more days and they got a loaner. But Father was very upset. He was angry. You talk about angry eyes, God, it was Satan. He came in and squished the panel to disable my wheelchair because he's upset. I'm not going to stop, right? So again, even if somebody dropped 1,000 Christians in the middle of Afghanistan and like, oh, Jesus loves you, you know,
they'd all be killed.
It's right. They'd all be killed because that doesn't matter to them. So as good as we are, you have to think that there's people that are doing evil because that's all they know. And even if they're being duped, that's what will be allowed later on is grace. So, yeah.
They've had that influence probably since they were little. I mean,
yes.
And yeah, I can imagine.
And they believe, which makes it even harder to try and change someone else's mind, because when you believe.
Alexa, cancel.
So it mentions even after the Lord comes down for 1,000 years, right? We have 1,000 years with the Lord is preaching the word of God and sharing the gospel, right? And then Satan is unbound and let loose. It says those that will rise against Christ will be counted like the grains in the sand on the beach.
Yeah.
So it's a choice. It's a choice whether you want to, you know, if you cannot accept Jesus Christ on this earth and you're upset that he's doing the things that he's doing, and then you want to rise against him, it's the choice.
Yeah.
They want to, they choose their lot. What, you know, those who believe, I believe in Christ because I choose to believe in Christ, not because I've been, I understand what good and evil is. I choose it. I believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in Trinity, right? I believe in the apostles' ministry, right? I believe that today is such the highest of one of the high holy days in our church. It's Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came down upon the earth to all peoples. It was the beginning of the church, of a plan of salvation that everybody has the ability to make the choice whether I believe in God or I don't, or don't believe in God. It mentions about the sin of the Holy Spirit. And I remember reading that in the questions and answers and confirmation. And I'm like, what is that? And there's this really vague thing about it. But the sin against the Holy Spirit is not believing in Jesus Christ as a Savior or the Son of God. That is the sin against the Holy Spirit. Now, there are people that do not understand this. But when the Lord comes for 1,000 years, he's going to explain it. And then when they have that well-rounded, you know, well-rounded choice of here are the facts. This is what the balance lays. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose God or are you going to choose Satan? And if you choose Satan, you're going to have the second death.
These people are dangerous because they've been taught this their whole life and they believe it. So now you're going to try and change someone's belief. And if you were successful in changing their belief in some way, they would have to accept the fact that they were lied to and played the fool. Who wants to admit they're played the fool? No human being that I know of. That's what makes these people even more dangerous.
Pretty disturbing.
Yeah, and when Trinan mentions these people, he's not just solely referring to a region in the world. He's talking about everyone who is willing to go against Jesus Christ.
And it's only getting worse.
Well, and I don't think that people in, you know, that have their different beliefs and if they decide to start believing in Jesus and God and all that, they'd probably be killed for it as well. Mm-hmm. So.
And their whole family.
Like, that's a hard one.
And it also, you know, there's also grace that it's amazing the grace that God always gives an out, right? So when the flood came, there was the ark, right? The ark had the opportunity to save humanity. I'm pretty sure that God could extend that ark to fit everybody that was on the earth. You know, it's his will. He grabbed all the animals and put them in there. I don't know how. And I'm pretty sure he had a good ventilation system running in that place. But those people realized that their choice was a bad choice. When they were holding up their child and they were knocking on that door and they were holding up their child while they were underwater. And people make those mistakes as well, you know?
So I have a funny anecdote, or do you want to hear about Satanists' covens?
We'll end with a good quote or joke.
Joke later? Okay. Yeah. Satanist Covens, do you recall during the last meeting that Jeremy and Danielle, sorry, I can't remember their guardian names, brought up that there was a video of a young lady who was a Christian and she was now testifying. I watched the video, very powerful. Taught from a very early age how to be, and I'm not going to say witch, because we know witches and Wiccans are not Satanists, but taught them how to be a Satanist. So they're trained with the same powers that we are trained with as guardians, and are taught how to get into people's spaces, how to look, and how to disrupt. And during the meeting, towards the end, it dawned on me that one of the people I'm helping is like, ah, crap. She keeps complaining about a pain in the side of her head. And Andrew was feeling the same thing, because Victor was waking up screaming in the middle of the night. Both of us, during the end of the meeting, used our superpowers to try to find these Satanists. And it's a little red, thin, wispy line of energy going right into the side of their head. And we followed it back, and I didn't know what to do. Okay, yay, I found a Satanist. Now what? Danny's cue of leaving a bright ball of white light in their space is what I was told to do. And it disrupts their abilities, basically like static. And Andrew, you know, was a little more forceful than I was. I'll share with you what he did and then kind of what I did independently of each other. And we shared later. He grabbed the person spiritually and slammed him up against the wall and told him to stop. It's my son, leave him alone.
Right.
And kept pounding him against the wall. Good. Until they recognized that they had to stop. Okay. I was a little more subtle. I pushed them up against the wall and basically said, you're being lied to, stop. And they just had no idea what I was saying. They had no idea who I was, because obviously in their state, there's a giant person now in armor screaming at them, pogging them with blue light, telling them to stop, and they're being lied to. My lead said, you don't have to tell them they're being lied to, just tell them to stop. And I bring up again, pogging their body, soul, and spirit was necessary, because I was pogging their spirit, but not their soul and their body. And all three parts have to be disrupted. This has happened many times since. Andrew and I have many times been found many tendrils. And even just this week, I found an entire coven of people working on Helen. What? Like, why? Again, if you watch the video, and Trilling can share it if he wants, or I can do it, they're taught how to find energy like we are. So just like we can project into someone's space, they find someone. And again, during the video, she said there was somebody couldn't get to because they were praying. And it was a blue shield around them. But again, we're still trying to figure out a plan of attack or defense against this. What do we do, right? So the easiest thing I can say is, if somebody that you're helping is having issues and you just can't figure it out, it's not energy, it's not, you know, evil is bound, but why? It's not Satan, because you can feel it's him. It's probably a Satanist working on them specifically. And they found their energy, because remember, there's energy and then there's energy. And if there's a bright light, they can find it. And again, they're trained how to look for Christians. And this is not just New Apostolics. It's happening to any Christian. They're trained how to find them. And our best defense is to follow the line back. I was given a dagger. And that'll be the joke at the end, like Danny's. But I cut the cords. I get into their space. I hold them up against the wall and I tell them to stop. Do you understand? Stop. You're not allowed to do this. You were hurting Christians. You were hurting the bride of Christ. Stop. And pog and pog and pog and pog until they acknowledge, okay. And that's usually the response, okay. And then I leave a ball of bright white light, and then I leave. In the coven, I didn't know what to do. There was a dozen different cords that I had to follow, and I just down the line, bing, 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 bing. Cut the cords, visited each one, did the forceful stop, stop, stop. Left the ball of bright white light, and that's it. And that's how far Andrew and I have gotten. I don't know what else we're going to do about it, but it's a tip for all of you that if you have somebody that's having an issue and you can't nail it down, it's probably a Satanist working on them. So
that's Trilena, that's kind of like what Sandy's working with Nelly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've been brought into that one.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. And so this one's a complicated one, but Sandy called me and she told me, she's like, listen, so I was on the phone call with Nellie and her daughter, and same thing's popping up. And I told her before, I said, listen, I really believe that her daughter's drawing it in. She's entertaining something. So she asked this question. She's, do you have something of his that you don't want to let go? And she blew up on him, on Sandy.
Her boyfriend was a evil doing person.
Yeah, there's a cabal going on, kind of thing, you know.
Oh.
What's interesting about that Nelly and Shaney is that there's a gray energy around that house.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get through it like a soap bubble, but I can't get rid of it.
No.
I can walk through it, but
yeah,
like you said, that she's entertaining, right? We've always been taught you're entertaining the spirits. And I've talked with Nellie, I talked with Sandy on the phone, and I've chatted with Nellie a couple times, and she's, there's nothing I can do. Should I move? I'm like, no, it's the stuff. It's not you. It's not the house. You know, it's your daughter. And she's like, should I kick my daughter out? I'm like, wow. I can't talk about that, but it might be a situation where she has to separate from her daughter and make her leave her house, because she literally exploded and dropped the phone. And yeah.
Yeah. I told Sandy just to disengage right now.
Right. Good. And I was going to tell her the same thing, let's just back off, because there's really nothing we can do. We're banging our head against the wall, and it's going to make Nellie more frustrated. So, or guardians, Satan's stepping up his game, and Father is not having it. I'll share more next month about some other stuff, but again, he doesn't want us to get bogged down in the weeds. He wants us just to act, use the gifts. And again, I was always hesitant to getting into someone's space and slamming them, but I guess we're at that time. I guess it's not.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
It sounds like Akos and I had a very similar experience and tactic. That same night with that meeting, I had checked Noah's space. Yeah, I checked Noah's space for the same exact thing, because he had also woken up multiple times, mm-hmm. just in a fit, could not be controlled. And following that same exact very thin, hardly noticeable cord, followed it back to someone's house, slammed them out of their body,
and
brought Jesus into the room with me.
All right.
And they were speechless. They had nothing to say whatsoever. And I just looked them dead in the eye and said, you will not touch my son. And that was it.
Well, I learned that tactic because obviously I don't have children here on this plane. My children are in eternity, but I can imagine how upset you were.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, Jimmy and I never had any problems with any kids in the neighborhood beating up, but everybody knew how big my dad was, so no one in the neighborhood picked on Jim and I. At school, that was a different thing, but you know, yeah, a father's love. And that's what I'm calling it. This is his love. This is his love for his children. My fellow guardians, we've got to do more and active. Charlie, can I share about the POG shield too?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So our POG shields are shields, but Father told me to now make my POG shield an active radiating energy, so that when I'm roaming around the building or roaming around the neighborhood, I'm destroying evil actively, like a swath of through the fog or whatever. You know, he said, make it as big as you can stand it. And again, that takes a lot of energy. But I do that in the building now. And I would as I would go down the elevator, I would like, you know, kind of make a pog burst on each floor. But now I'm actively radiating. And even at night when I'm sleeping, I mean, I got to turn it down a little bit because it starts to sound crackling. But he said it will help you, me, guardians, when you're trying to just live. It will keep people away. They will learn eventually that if they see this big, bright ball of blue, stay away. Now, I don't know how often that'll happen, but again, some of them are just dumb demons and have been lied to, right? But make your pod shields active, and it makes your day easier. I got to tell you, as exhausted as I am physically, spiritually, I feel great, honestly. I mean, wow. You know, there's very little I can do physically, but if I can destroy evil, man, I'll do it. So sorry for taking up most of the meeting.
No, it's good.
Thank you. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We needed to hear this.
Thank you.
You can share that link with everybody, Traces.
Okay. All right.
I have that Chief Apostle Service. Yeah, I could share that if you guys want.
Please. Yes.
Is it in English? I heard it's in Switzerland.
So Sam, Bishop Sam from Canada translated it. He even did a good job translating from Spanish to English. So.
Oh, I didn't know he was a bishop. All right. I got it queued up. So that was what I was going to watch later instead of watching MASH.
I was going to say about the Satanist. I was sitting here and I was like, I bet you there's a realm in eternity and I'll be making a stop there. And then when you said, cause I was like, I don't know how I would get in there without them, you know, leaving their little cords. But then when you said to do the big hog shield to radiate everything.
All right. That's why we had to share it. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a different feeling. I mean, again, I don't have it active all the time, but you know, we always joke shields up, you know, Star Trek, right. I hear the because it's so oppressive in my neighborhood. I mean, they have a new HIV sign right outside my building. The neighborhood's changing where I'm living. And the element that is being moved in around us is not savory, we'll just say. But yeah, having the active pog shield when I go out to go get Taco Bell or go down to Aldi or whatever, people stay out of my way. They look at me. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do we put that around like the grandchildren or children?
Yes. It's, like, you can
do that already, but
you can do it. It's,
can enhance it? Okay.
It's yeah.
Do it now.
I wondered why I had to put extra protection around everybody.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned.
Yeah, right.
Now can I tell a joke?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was very jealous that Danny got all that cool stuff, right? I mean, I was just like, not infuriated, but I kept looking at him like, what? I'm your boy. Come on. Let's go. So I browbeat him for 3 days. I want a dagger. Give me honestly, just like that. And he finally said, fine, I will give you a dagger. So it's long and pointy, like a long stiletto knife. Now, what's interesting is Satan was in my space when I thought it was Jesus. And then I saw a pair of hands hand me a dagger, but it was red. It didn't make any sense to me. And then the background turned red. And then I realized it was Satan in my space, not my lead. It was Satan for those 3 days. You know, toying with me, got him out of my space. I actually went and Dead Sea Father, and he goes, fine, here's your dagger. I'm like, sweet. And I'm swinging it around. I went, hey, remember in the James Bond movies? You're like my Q. And he goes, no, I'm Alpha and Omega, not Q. It's like, ha! Ha! Father's got jokes. Ha! And he goes, and he put his hand on it, and he goes, that was a good one. Like, that's a very good one. No, I'm not you. I'm Alpha and Omega. So, yeah. Yeah. It's been interesting this last month, but That was fun. It was fun to see Father joyful again after the work that we've been doing, which was great. And maybe that's why his message was so short this time, Trilin. Maybe. I don't know. We're actually doing something.
Well, I looked at him when he ended and I went, that's it? He goes, that's it.
It's wonderful when we have the activity of the Holy Spirit to work with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we're actually engaging and not being frightened, you know? Well, let's get to work.
Yes.
Hey, does anybody else hear God's voice in three tones? Like the Jesus part and the God part and the Holy Spirit part? No?
Separately.
I hear him when he talks now sometimes as I hear all three speaking.
Maybe you need to lighten up on the alcohol.
Hey, I just got a cool bottle of scotch that I haven't drank in like 3 years, so yeah.
I mean, they are in perfect oneness, so.
It doesn't happen all the time. It's just when I'm in tune and grounded, I just was wondering if anybody else had experienced that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It sounds like a C and an E and a G chord on the organ, and it goes up and down as he's talking, or they're talking. But again, I've really had him in my space. I've had a lot of physical issues, so maybe I'm just enjoying that as a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's cool.
All righty then.
So the birthdays for June, Tranquility's birthday is on the 27th. And then for July, Blazar's birthday is the 1st. Jarius's is the 2nd. Mm. Jesus is the 17th. Don't forget to wish the big boy, our big brother, his happy birthday. Our next team fellowship will be Sunday, June 9th. Back to you, Jarius.
All righty. Well, lot to do this week and next week about. And yeah.
Forever.
Okay. Well, I'll pray. Holy, loving, gracious Father, we've heard your will, what we need to do. We just ask for the strength, the knowledge, and the love to do it. And, well, love you, and your will be done. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Here. I'll send the link.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.